Welcome to Shutter the Dark. What don't you know about you? Can you tell? What are you missing about you? Are you self-aware? Do you know how other people perceive you? Today is about elevating your walk with God, and being self-aware is one of those days. Being self-aware is one of those things. Ever ask why you react certain ways? Have you ever thought about it? Why do you react in certain ways to certain people or certain events? Have you ever really stopped and thought about it? Self-awareness is a tool that everyone needs, especially Christians that's following God and want to be better servants to God. We have to know ourselves so that we can help other people. Do you know what makes you happy or what frustrates you? Do you know your strengths and your weaknesses? Don't judge yourself. This is simply for you to have honest reflection about you. Take some time. Stop and think about it. Write down some of your strengths and weaknesses. Things change in your life as time goes on. At one time, I was a Class B CDL driver. I knew how to drive the school bus. I knew all the ins and outs. I still do. But it's probably not as strong as a talent or skill we haven't used in a long time. We have to stop, be honest, reflect, and write these things down. Also, where's your walk with God? Where do you want it to be? Is it where you want it to be? Are you aware enough to make this happen for yourself? Because this is a win for you, and it's a win for God. This is not an overnight process. It's a lifetime process. So when people tell you need to be self-aware, what you're aware of 20 years ago might not be what you're aware of about yourself today. We change. We have experiences. Maybe you've grown in wisdom. Maybe you didn't have any wisdom in the past. And maybe you didn't see life as it is. We all have done that. And one of these ways to become self-aware is also to be praying to God, asking God, show me myself. Show me how I can be a better servant. I'm a member of the body of Christ. And I want to be a servant to you. God, show me the good, the bad, and the ugly. For instance, when I've started walking in this self-awareness, it's been bumpy. I found out things about myself that I didn't like. It was because people were honest with me. My dad was honest with me. My dad made me aware one day that as I was walking through Walmart, as he observed me, and he had multiple other times, he said people would steer clear of me. They would walk into a different aisle or move away from me. Dad pointed out that I looked mad, that people were scared of me. I didn't think I was anybody to be scared of. But what he pointed out is that I was moving fast. I did not have a happy, I wasn't smiling at anybody. I was walking through the store and I looked angry. I didn't realize that. I thought I was just simply walking through the store and I was on a mission. Dad pointed this out to me, and with this information, I can now change. Now, I try to walk casually, have a little bit more, less of a focused look on my face, smile more, because I'm not a man on the mission, I'm just simply getting ketchup. I don't need to scare people because I want ketchup. But if nobody made me aware of that, and that's another thing, your friends can make you aware of it. Maybe you're doing something and you don't understand why nobody wants to be around you at a certain time of day. And you haven't thought about it. Things in your life are not going well. Ask yourself, why are they not going well? And again, be honest with yourself. This is self-reflection. You don't have to print it on the internet or create a website. Look at all the stupid things I've done. If I did, I'd probably have a huge website. But this helps us in our walk with God. Once we find our strengths and our weaknesses, how people perceive us, and we're self-aware, how we talk, how we dress, how we do things, and how we fit in. I'm not saying you have to be popular, and neither am I saying that you have to dress spectacularly. But what I am saying is you need to be self-aware in situations. If you have an iPad, maybe a remarkable tablet, or the Kindle script, or just a regular notepad and a piece of paper, that also works too. Create a journal and do a T in the middle of that piece of paper. On one side, put your strengths. On the other side, put your weaknesses. So you can do one about your strengths and your weaknesses, one about what your friends are aware about you and what you are aware about yourself. And this could be fun because you could learn some things. Knowing this and knowing your weaknesses and strengths and knowing what your friends think, and if they're true friends, they'll tell you and they love you. And so they're not telling you to hurt you. They're telling you to give you constructive criticism. I tell my friend, hey, you need to look out at this. Are you aware of this? Did you know that if you do this is what people actually think? I want my friend to know how he is being perceived by other people. I'm not saying it in a manner that I'm downing him or I think less of him. Not at all. God gives us all strengths and talents to use. God says, wants us to use these talents for his kingdom. For instance, this is a really good verse. I like this verse a lot. 1 Corinthians, starting at verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. So effective service to God, trying the best that you can be, learning about yourself, it can tell you things. What part are you? What part of the body of Christ are you? It doesn't matter. Your talents is the janitor at the church. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I think the janitor at the church is probably one of my favorite people. Because when you walk into a clean bathroom in a clean area and you look around, that's awesome. That's a part of the body of Christ that means a ton. And we all take it for granted. So no matter how high or low the perception of a job is, you're a member of Christ. You belong in the body of church, in the body of Christ, in the church. For instance, I do a journal that where I reflect, what part of the body are you? What can you do to become more self-aware? And I've started this. I started this a long time ago and I got off track. But there's two things that have actually helped me. Stay focused on God. Self-awareness. My weaknesses, my strengths, where I want to be, where I want to go, what I want to learn, where I'm going to end up. it all takes planning. And one of the things that I've started to do, and you'll love it, when you do it, I feel a weight lifted off my chest. I go to work happier. I start work in the morning, but I get up 2 hours before work. Now, at 5 a.m., I'm up. I started reading a devotional. It tells me a date. That has been so helpful. In fact, what's really cool about the devotional is it then gives me the want to go in and study deeper into the Bible. I find myself reading the devotional, the verse, blurb that the writer puts in there, and at the end of the prayer. The bottom line is that focuses me, it helps me to study deeper into the Bible, but I've also started writing a journal where I put in what I'm grateful for. I just, at the top of it, create a little pattern. I use Pages or to create a little template, just gratitude at the top. And I write a couple of things that I have gratitude about. Some mornings, my head's so clouded, the only thing I can write is I'm alive. I wake up in about 10 or 15 minutes, and I start thinking about, and I'll add another gratitude, but also I'll put in goals. Just write one of the goals that you're working on, or a goal you're accomplished, or progress of a particular goal. It doesn't matter. But it gives you time to sit back and just reflect. Reflect about yourself, your day, your people, the people that you love, and your journey with Christ. You're the only one that's going to read this. It's helped me a lot to clear my mind up of things. So this journaling at 5 a.m., I get up, I do the devotional. I'll deep dive sometimes into a chapter, but I find about 5:30, 5:45, I'm heading towards your journal, and I'm doing this daily. Too hard? Start doing it at least once a week. And once you find your rhythm and your beat, maybe your time is at night. It doesn't have to be in the morning. Also, to help yourself become self-aware, one last thing here is ask your friends for their observations. Ask your boss. Do I come off too strong? Is this helping or hurting my career? Or is this helping or hurting my relationship with others at the church? We're family at the church. If you're not, we need to be. God needs you to know your purpose and your talents so we can be of service to God, which is ultimately a service to others to bring them to Christ for salvation for the win. Salvation for the win. I know our purpose is to be servants of God, and God has called us to serve others and to bring other people to Christ. That's our purpose, but where is our assignment? And yes, I've been reading the book called Godly Ambition. It brings up some good points. I don't want to hurt anything what he's doing, but I think it's a wonderful book. And instead of him saying purpose, he said assignment, because God gave us the purpose, and he's right, 100%. We need to find our assignment. What assignment are we good at? What part of the member of a body are we? It's just going to help you overall. But more than anything else, it will build your relationship with Christ. Be sure you pray, read your Bible, and worship God this week daily. And if it's a devotional to help you get started, that's awesome. It's a good starting point, especially when you're just getting up and you're tired. You just move to the page, you open it up, and it just gives you a Bible verse. I love the Bible verses. It wakes me up. That's the cheat code. Is the devotionals. Setting down, writing down in a journal your thoughts for the day, your wins, your losses, your goals, your gratification. It doesn't have to be long. It can be. It's however long you want it to be, but take that time and think about and reflect on these things. I'm just encouraging you to be self-aware, to be a servant to God, to make your life better. And here's is just some of the ways. And I'm finding that when you do it with God, and just pray that God opens your eyes to things too, because he can do that extra bonus, being Christians. Because we can go to God. We can say, God, what are we doing? He's there to help us. So your friends and your church members reflect about yourself. And if your friends can't accept you for who you are, and they just continuously negative, it's okay to say, I'm going to put some distance here. You don't have to write them off, turn away or anything, but maybe you need to have some distance. Because a friend is there to help you, and they want to see you succeed. We just need to tell our friends that we love them too, that we're there to give them constructive, Christian fellowship and improvement. I really appreciate you listening to Shutter to Dark podcast. I do it weekly. Apparently, I'm starting to upload on a Tuesday at midnight. So you can catch me at midnight if you're up at midnight on a Tuesday. And if I don't have anything, it'll be a day late. Trying to make sure this is done weekly. God bless. Thank you for listening to Shutter of the Dark podcast. And remember to like, subscribe, and pray, read your Bible, and worship God. You're a member of Christ. You're important. That's who you are.